6 minutes to 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. A list of demands yesterday from Saudi Arabia and other Arab countries to Qatar, saying that if Qatar does not give in to these demands, the blockade and other sanctions will continue. One of the demands is that Qatar must switch off the television news channel Al Jazeera. Professor Frans Kruger is the head of the Wit School of Journalism on the line from Joburg. Frans, good afternoon to you. Al Jazeera obviously followed BBC and CNN. Is it different from those other rolling news channels that we have?
Hi, Stephen. I think it is quite different. And I think that the new thing that the Al Jazeera network brought to the table when it first started broadcasting in 96 was a kind of viewpoint from within the Arab world. And it rapidly became incredibly popular. I mean, it's a very large network. At one point, I think in around the early 2000s, it had a nightly audience of 35 million, which is really, really big. I think that what helped its success was the fact that it was really well situated. It had bureaus in places like Kabul, I think a total of 80 bureaus or something. And as a result, you know, they were able to give direct live footage from a number of important conflict zones in a way that others couldn't. But I think that the big thing, I suppose, that drove its popularity was it found a kind of independent but Arab-centered voice, if you like, which gave a perspective on those various conflicts, whether it was the Afghan war or, you know, parts of the Middle East or the Syrian situation, which was reasonably independent in the way that one, you know, one was accustomed to, but at the same time did kind of clearly situate itself within an Arab perspective. And that was new, and that was kind of uncomfortable to many of the authoritarian regimes of that area, as well as some of the West. So I think it is a different voice, yes.
I mean, it's interesting because it said at the outset it wanted to be a different voice, and yet, I mean, it's staffed by, you know, it started with a whole herd of BBC people who look and sound as if, well, they're on the BBC. I mean, that look and feel, it's hard to get away from the norms, the conventions, if you like, of rolling television news.
Well, it would be interesting to hear, you know, exactly what reasons would have been advanced for those kind of decisions at the time. And it is very noticeable that the sound and in many ways the look of it is quite British in a way. I suspect that what you would find is that those broadcasters, those decisions were taken because of the need to claim a kind of position, you know, in line with the conventions of TV news broadcasting, as you say, and in a sense claim a respectable and authoritative position on the basis of the faces and the accents that were being used.
Frans Kruger, thank you very much indeed. The head of the Wit School of Journalism on the line from Johannesburg.